Now I'm joined in studio by two of the best known authorities on food on social media in Ireland, the Gastro Gays. Also have the greatest name, I would say, as well. And we are going to talk all about summer food suggestions and lots more. So it's great to see you, Patrick and Russell. Great to have you in studio.
Thank you for having us, Catherine. Delighted to be here.
So tell us, we haven't met before.
No.
So tell us about yourselves. You're a couple.
We are.
Yeah.
Have been together since
11 years.
So yeah. 11 years, but there was a few years that we weren't that into food, and we kind of call those the lost years, because everything afterwards is all about us and food and traveling through food. So there were a few years that we thought, like, what did we ever talk about, spend our money on, you know, enjoy, until we started to have a blog.
Yeah, okay. I guess we started the blog at the kind of time when that was the thing to do.
Yeah,
I guess in that kind
before
of 2011.
All our social media.
Oh, hugely.
Onslaught.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of early days of Twitter, and actually the whole GastroGaze thing started off as a hashtag that we'd use in our own personal accounts. And you're going to have an argument on air now, just watch. But basically, I tweeted the first.
No,
but
you
Patrick maintained
no. I came up with the name, and we argue over this, because it was probably over a glass or two or five
possibly.
Of wine.
Possibly.
But our friends began to see, that's a really cool, quirky name.
It's
and
brilliant.
We thought,
register
okay,
everywhere.
We should use this and turn it into something else. So then we started an account on there under that name. Then we started a blog. Then eventually it turned into an Instagram, etc.
And were you both, when you met each other first and went on your first date and all that, were you both always big into food?
Yeah. No.
I wasn't. You weren't.
I wasn't. So I was a picky eater as a child. So I kind of came to the food thing late. You had a job in
a supermarket.
Yeah, so had been around food all of the time. So I guess, like, we kind of stoked each other's small interests in it, and then it grew and grew and grew.
Well, one of the things was, when we met, you were a vegetarian.
I was.
And I was kind of like, oh, he's the perfect guy in the world. Except, and I slowly
changed that.
Slowly was like, God, I can't eat this whole chicken to myself. What am I going to do? And eventually, you were like, fine. And like, that was the end of it, really. And then I guess that kind of started us off. Like, that was 8 years since we started talking about ourselves as a duo, and like, we have been inseparable ever since. In that
and
kind
you've
of
also
sense.
Made a huge success of the brand. Is it full time job for the two of you now?
Essentially,
now,
like,
yeah.
you know, we kind of say to people that it's two pronged. On one front, you'd look at it and go, "Oh, they're always on that." But we do things for clients. We do photography, food styling, writing, social media management as well. But like, what you see is GastroGaze on Instagram and whatnot.
You have a book coming out, book in the works.
Yes,
we do.
With yet another incredible name, give it to me.
It is called
Hot Fat.
Hot Fat.
Now, you might be thinking, why is
when
a book
you sat down with the publisher, what was the reaction?
It actually wasn't the first name. We had a couple of things on the table, and we at the start said, we've got a name that we really want to call this. However, we know it's a bit of a stretch. Could we call it Hot Fat? And it kind of went back and forth of, oh, you could call it this or that. But we were steadfast in that, no, if it's truly us, it needs to be called this.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Give me the premise. So I mean, is it calories?
Yes.
It is.
It is 100% calories. It is the antithesis of so many cookbooks that we have seen that are great but have been around the book scene for in not only Ireland, the UK, and around the world, of like diets and healthy and all this. This is the opposite of it. And we just want to have fun and people to re-engage with the joy that food brings. And it is entirely based around a deep fat fryer and frying things in hot oil.
Now, you know I'm an advocate of healthy eating.
I know, and I was afraid
so
of
I
this
will
interview.
Convince you.
Now, it is the
now,
whole idea.
Who
of,
in the name of God has a deep fat fryer?
Now, see, that's the thing. I'd say quite a few households do, except
in the back
it's
of the cupboard.
Hidden, and oil isn't ever cleaned
and
or changed.
It's only ever used for one thing. And that's chips.
Yes.
And now the chips are on the cover, and it's a beautiful image that we have of chips, and that's great. But chips are just one great thing that you can do. There's lovely starters. There's battering fish. There's battering chicken. There's desserts that you can do. There's a lot of fun that you can use this quite clunky piece of equipment to make really great things that when you're in a restaurant, you go, oh my God, the crunch on that. Isn't that fantastic?
And listen, don't get me wrong. When I go, you know, when I travel or down deep south of America, you know, you get your chicken, you get your battered, like, you know, once a week, possibly not once a month. Yep. I'm all about it, people.
And the whole point of our book is that it is the occasional book. It is not a meal plan. Please, for the love of God, do not use it as a meal planning book. But that will come out summer 22. It's part of Blasta Books, which is a great new initiative to kind of get more voices in food.
I love
the table.
I actually love that it's different, and I love that, you know, there's, it's kind of a bit of like 1980s to it as well, like the kind of nostalgia. And
Absolutely. Yeah, like, you know, microwave everything. And you're like, soggy.
I've had spiralizers and all of that. It's the era again of the deep fat fryer.
Forget Hot Girl Summer. Next summer will be Hot Fat Summer.
All right, you are going to take us through some fabulous recipes, which again look fabulous. None of which are deep fried, from what I can see.
I know that was hard to do for us.
Courgette fritters with halloumi and chili jam. Had me at halloumi.
So I think this is the ideal thing to have as a brunch. It's easy. It is actually technically fried. It's shallow fried, and courgettes are the kind of thing that you probably have in the crisper of the fridge and think, what am I going to do with those? You just have to add them in here and they add a gorgeous, like, vegetable heavy flavour to a fried
and
thing.
If you also have a couple of kernels of corn left over as well, throw them in too. Corn fritters are great, and the recipe, which are on our website, and we'll share them on our socials, but I think they're also on the Radar Soup
we'll
Show
put them
website
up as
well.
So courgette fritters with halloumi and chilli jam. You've got a very simple recipe for, and like, you can do the sweet chilli jam that you can buy in the shop, I suppose.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
This sounds gorgeous as well,
and
your
it's great
homemade
if you want
one.
To throw some bacon or anything onto it as well. It's great just to customise your own brunch the weekend.
Coffee and spice rubbed steak.
Yes. Okay, so obviously,
I'm trying to reduce my caffeine at the moment considering my current situation, but I still get me a little bit of coffee.
Yeah, you can eat it.
Yeah, so coffee on steak.
Yes.
I have not heard of this.
It really works.
Yeah,
like
it's,
it.
It's spicy, it's a little bit of sweetness, and the coffee kind of all balances itself out together. It has to marinate for a couple of hours and then you pop it onto a barbecue. It's great with a sirloin steak in particular, so not too much fat on it. And then just pop it onto a hot pan. And both sides for a couple of minutes, take it out into the oven, slice it into strips, and like, it's actually gorgeous cold, because when we take photos they often have to be a bit colder, and we're just nibbling away on it, and it's absolutely stunning in a sandwich as well.
So the spice rub mixture, so what have you got? You've got coffee, brown sugar, salt, smoked paprika,
and then cumin seeds, fennel seeds, mustard seeds, and all them freshly ground with some black pepper as well.
And so you, do you lash that into the fridge? Like, it's better on overnight?
Overnight.
Ideally. About 3 or 4 hours is fine, but overnight is absolute best, yes. And
okay.
Then it's good on the barbecue, but it's also actually a good indoor steak too.
Okay. And where did that recipe come from? Like, I have not heard of coffee on steak before.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't.
I guess.
Is it a restaurant thing here?
It's kind of more of a barbecue kind of world kind of idea of like adding those dark flavours. There's some great coffee rubs that you can get as well if you're going barbecue shopping. But we always try to make our own at home as much as we can.
And it adds on extra flavour at every turn.
Ugh. Sounds so good. Okay, carrot and parsnip. You can tell I'm like so looking forward to go to the shop now for this. Carrot and parsnip vegetable spiral tart.
This is so visually appealing. Like, this is a gorgeous, very, I hate to use the word Instagrammable, but it's a very beautiful Instagrammable dish. And because you'd have all of these swirled ribbons of parsnip and courgette and carrots going around. It's a beautiful centrepiece.
Do you need a spiralizer for this?
You don't.
Vegetable
Happy
peeler
days.
Does the job.
Happy days. Spiralizers, for God's sake.
My eye.
But what I love about this is there's a parsnip puree in it. Mm. So that kind of gives it a lovely moist.
Yeah. Underneath it. Otherwise, it'd just be really, really dry. Mm-hmm. So it's just parsnips cubed, cooked in cream, and then turned into a puree, and it's underneath
and
everything.
It's also easy to veganize this too if you wished as well.
Okay.
Just substitute out a couple of things.
That's, what are you doing tomorrow night? Any chance you fancy coming over, maybe do you know, a little bit of a meal outside?
Deal. I actually have a window free, would you believe?
And it's all yours.
Thank you so much. Lovely to chat to you. Have a wonderful weekend. You've inspired me no end now for some lovely tasty dishes this weekend. That's all we've got time for. We are back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody, and stay tuned for Drive Time with Sarah and Samantha. Over and out.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.